Didn't you ever feel like the largest Elizabeth in the world? Usually at a time when the boy is oblivious to the girl. I read in the paper the other day, this has been happening to everybody more and more. The scientists are on the case, but they still haven't figured out what it is that it is happening for. Years. If you were asked to the party by somebody else, you wouldn't be sitting home in tears. Maybe you're one of those interesting people who don't go outside, but they get their best work done by keeping themselves in the house, up the street, and away from the scene when it's time for the rest to have fun. Slow down, slow down. Somebody like the old Indian chief. Turn it around like a rig and go back to the simple truck stop on the way to a fortunate world. It might be the largest Elizabeth, but Elizabeth is still a good name to have if you're a girl.
That was a fun one.
Wow, Sue, that really brought back memories.
Yeah, I've often felt like the largest Elizabeth in the world. But it, you know, it's like who thinks of it that way and just is able to encapsulate it in such a great way. I think that's just brilliant. And before exactly. The largest Elizabeth, we heard Runs in the Family, which we were talking about yesterday, trying to figure out what runs in the family, right? So much going on.
I guess you can read between the lines in a lot of ways in that song. Leave it up to the listeners to kind of plumb the depths of that one. There is a lot going on in that song.
Yeah, I noticed when I was listening, when I was watching the videos last night, then when they sing We, and they sing Guess Which Two of Us Made a Record and Guess What the Other One Did Instead, Suzzy is standing in the middle pointing to Maggie and Terry when she says Guess Which Two of Them Made a Record. I was waiting for some kind of gesture about what she did instead. I think something that's somewhat well known, and I think we can say it here, is that Suzzy had a baby with Loudon Wainwright III. That baby is Lucy Wainwright Roach, who is a fine musician in her own right. Loudon Wainwright also is the father of Rufus Wainwright. And then there's also Maybe that's all of them. But anyway, there's that whole family. I think also Loudon Wainwright might have had a child with one of the McGarrigles. Anyway, very prolific in the progeny department. But anyway, I think that Suzzy, not married to Loudon Wainwright, having a baby, and back then was an issue and a thing. So that line, run, kid, you're going to run in the family, might be some reference to that. Who knows? But interesting that all these, all the children of those various couplings are, not all of them, but a lot of them are also very, very talented and popular musicians. The other one is it Martha Wainwright? God, I hope I'm not screwing that up. Anyway, there's a bunch of them. you had also asked to hear another song, and I'm looking. Oh, here we go.
I think, Sue, we should turn it over to whatever is striking you at this point.
Well, I kind of want to do this one because. When we were talking about sort of the way that, especially Maggie, sort of is able to communicate the experience of women, and this is from an album that we haven't touched yet. This album is kind of weird. It's called Nerds, and it's got some funny songs on it.
Yeah.
But this song, and we'll leave it in suspense what it is. But this song is another one that, where I feel like they really dig in deep to sort of what it's like or what it was like then to be a woman. So let's listen to this one, and then I think we'll close this out with one of, I think, probably their, if not the most famous, I think their most powerful song. So hold tight there on the phone there. I hope your battery doesn't die on your phone. But let's take a listen to this song from the album Nerds, and this is obviously The Roaches here on Something About the Women.
Got the apple in the original cinnamon style. I'm gonna be fighting night and day to keep you. We can discuss the menu. We can discuss the cause. We can discuss the other women you've deserted with your sweet and sour sauce. With the apple in me,
because you're making it, because you're making it.
I've cooked this goose before,
and I have had it
with the devil. He was as stiff as he was born.
Oh,
turnstile. How's that for a lyric?
And original sin lemon style.
Yes, yes. Like I said, she's the master of the turn of phrase. And that vocal, by the way, was Maggie. Tends to be the low voice is Maggie, the high voice is Terry, and the middle one is Suzzy, in general. And we should mention that they're also really good musicians. Certainly, guitar-wise, really amazing. And having tried to play some of their songs, I think we realized their complexity.
You know, I have to throw in a tidbit here. I did a little bit of research last night and had stumbled on a radio interview with Terry. And she said that she and Maggie learned to play guitar by watching a PBS television show on how to play the guitar.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and it wasn't until they got into the studio making that first album, Seductive Reasoning, that they realized how much they didn't know and really were ready to throw in the towel. But Paul Simon hooked them up with mentors and teachers, and they grew from there to be really, you know, accomplished musicians.
That's really a great story. I never knew that.
Yeah, I'll have to send you that link.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could definitely, I know I fell down the rabbit hole last night looking for stuff. I could do, you know, a 5-hour show about the Roaches, but because every time I see another song, I'm like, oh, I got to add that song. I got to add that song. They're all just gems in their own right. I'm glad we had a chance to feature them. One of the things, you know, that obviously is most characteristic of their sound is their harmonies. I want to close with this song that I think features their harmonies in a kind of amazing way. And it's interesting. So after Seductive Reasoning with just Maggie and Terry, the three of them, they added Suzzy, did a self, what's it called, eponymous album called The Roaches. And it was produced by Robert Fripp, who did it in this sort of audio verite style. It was just really pure. And if you watch videos from around the same time, you'll notice that it sounds, you know, live exactly the same because it was very, very, very pure in the way it was recorded.
That's one of the hallmarks that kept their music so present.
Yeah.
It was so accessible because there wasn't, you know, they weren't overproduced, and you could just hear the purity of those vocals.
Yeah, and I think the pressures in the late 80s and into the 90s of having that more produced sound and more electronic sound kind of compromised and sort of took away from their music. Some of the songs are you know, still great songs, but I think that the earlier work is really the best and the most sort of characteristic of why people really love them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I want to thank you so much for calling in and spending your Saturday morning talking about the Roaches with me, this little trip down memory lane. I'm sure we could do this for a long, long time and never run out of things to say. Yeah. And, you know, those of you who are listening who've never heard the Roaches, go back and find the album called The Roaches. Find Seductive Reasoning if you can. I purchased it actually on Amazon MP3 because I needed it quickly, but I don't think it ever really was widely released on CD. And then also Nerds and what is that third album called? Keep On Doing. I think those are sort of the core best albums. If you want to become a Roaches nerd like we are explore more of their music. So thanks, Kateri, for calling in. Going to leave you now with sort of a signature song. Not even going to say what it is, but if you're listening at home or in your car, turn it up. Listen to the harmonies on this thing. And if you're driving, you will have the... you will have the urge to close your eyes. Don't, but to just soak this in. So pull over, pull over and listen to this last tune. And thanks for listening, Kateri. Thanks for calling in, and we'll wrap up.
Thank you so much, Stoof. Thanks for inviting me.
Sure.
Before I go, I just want to say thank you to Maggie. Thank you, Maggie Roach, for sharing your incredible talent and giving us all this beautiful, incredible music.
I concur. She's in heaven jamming out with Phoebe Snow. They're singing Married Men, and, you know, we lost her too soon, and very, very sad. But I, you know, in celebrating their music, I hope that we can sort of keep that spark alive and continue to love the Roaches. All right, Kateri, it's been great, and I'll leave you now with this amazing song by the Roaches.
If you go an interlock south of the border. Why you wanna get stuck with a needle and a kid? You didn't guess his kind of love could be made on a business trip. Jill, old maid, go on, get out of here. You and me ought to both run away in this swelling of the moon. The way he told it in the bar. And I've been following the columns in the Morning Star, trying to find where the jobs are. And there's chances on the edge of town, blowing by in eastbound cars, blowing by in eastbound cars. Was snowing in Boulder on my way home. Jill of old trains, Jill who stayed. All of you will buy a ticket just to see my face again.
I had to throw in one more there. That was Maggie Roach from Seductive Reasoning, and it's the last track on that album called Jill of All Trades, and the last line really haunted me. It said, all of you will buy a ticket just to see my face again. It's very poignant at this time that we won't see Maggie Roach's face again. But I did enjoy that trip down memory lane and talking with Kateria McHugh. Thanks again, Kateria, for calling in and talking about the Roaches and doing a little exploration of their music. It was a lot of fun. So it's 12:28 here at Something About the Women. I have about 32 minutes left, and I got some new music from all over the map. But let's start. Where should I start exactly? I'm torn. How about this one? It's brand new music from Tift Merritt. She has a new album out, and let's give a listen here on Something About the Women.
Wind pulls a silent chain to shake the hillside grass away. A falcon presses up against a birch tree in a thin white dress. Appear.
I'm alive. So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and Brett
Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three lights and then take the next left.
I don't really
then drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now listen, times are tough, ain't no doubt. Getting harder to work it out. It's all been spent. Somebody help me. I'm about to explode. I need to look out. Mama's in panic mode.
Girl, hit the button.
My whole agenda. The way things are, I don't stand a prayer. If hard times were money, I'd be a millionaire. Somebody help me, I'm out of control. I said, look out! Mama's in panic mode.
Panic mode.
Thank you.
But you know I gotta leave here, 'cause I'm tired of being alone. You see, somebody told me that my old love is looking for me. Somebody told me, oh yeah, that my own love is looking for me. Oh. I'm going back to Mississippi, 'cause that's where I wanna be. And I ain't lying either. Listen, listen at this. Got a lot of friends here in Texas. Ooh, baby, this I swear. But the man I love is way back over there. I gotta get back to Mississippi, 'cause that's where I belong. Real small. Now I would ride on my mother's sack while she picked
Mississippi, here I come. Look out, Mississippi. Gotta get back to my man. Gotta get back to my man. Gotta get back to my man. I gotta have my man. Oh, Mississippi, here I come. Oh.
When your soul leaves your body for to make that journey home, when your time here is over and you sang your last sweet song, you prepare to meet your maker. Will your heart be pure and good? Did you try to help your neighbor, doing everything you could? Did you reach out to your brother in his time of need? Did you live a life of kindness, sowing every little seed? Will the heavens leave a light on? Will the welcome at our side? Will you
That was some good stuff there. That was three songs from an album by a gentleman named Fabrizio Poggi. He's an Italian blues guy, and he just did this album with all different vocalists, and we heard three different ones. And I, of course, forgot and didn't leave open my playlist, but let me just tell you. So we heard Shelley King on that last one, Welcome Home. Lavelle White was the singer on Mississippi, My Home, and Carolyn Wonderland was the singer on Nobody's Fault But Mine, and that's from Fabrizio Poggi and the Amazing Texas Blues Voices. We also heard new music from Deb Ryder, Panic Mode from her album Grits, Grease, and Tears, Melissa Etheridge,